Cartoons, the animated frontier. These are the voyages of the Cellcast podcast. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new cartoons, to seek out new animation styles and new creative storytelling methods, to boldly go where so few ever go again. Welcome to another episode of The Cellcast.
Reaction.
Joining me today is a man who's feeling a little creepy and kooky. Welcome, Jacob. You don't have enough hair to be Cousin It.
That is true.
Neither do I, but still.
That is true. I know a lot of people are very hairy, but not that hairy.
Yeah.
Either way, why thank you. Let me introduce our co-host, a man who is just looking forward to a vacation, I think. Welcome, Drew.
But I just got back. That's what's crazy.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Here's the thing when it comes to vacations.
Sometimes you need a vacation from your vacation.
Exactly.
Even though I had a good time. But yeah, those first 2 weeks back, it's just like.
Completely agree. I need a vacation. Like legit vacation.
Hey, you've had more vacation this year than I've had. So.
That is true.
I think you've had what, 2 weeks? Or is it only 1 week?
Because
I'm not counting February.
True.
Everyone in Texas got a week off.
That is true. That is so
not
true.
Not everyone, but a large portion of us.
Oh, it's you probably had, you know, a more deserved vacation because I get like 5 weeks of vacation.
You make me sick. But anyway.
Yeah.
This is a reactions episode, of course, and we are about to go down the street and watch Addams Family 2. I have no idea what this one's about. From the poster, all I really get is they appear to be going on a vacation. So this will be our second monster vacation movie of the year.
Yes.
Since we've already reviewed Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation. Actually, I don't think Summer Vacation was in the title, but I think it's assumed.
Yeah.
But anyway, so...
Family Vacation.
Family Vacation. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
So Jacob, what are you hoping we'll see in this movie?
Well, kind of like yourself, I have not watched the trailer. Mind you, we just did a review of the first film with, Celeste from Geek Devotions.
Yeah.
So look for that when it comes out. I think the Saturday.
Tomorrow. Not the people listening to this. This should be out by the time you're listening to this.
Excellent. All right. So either way, I have not seen a trailer. All I've seen is posters. To be frank, when I heard this was coming out,
wrong
it's like,
movie.
Huh?
He said to be frank. He's in the other movie franchise with monsters.
That is true.
Sorry. Continue.
Oh, to be Cousin It. I didn't have any high expectations for this film. I didn't have high expectations for the first film. But ever since the first film is fresh in my mind, ever since we just did a review over it. Am I looking forward to this? I don't know. It depends on what direction this story goes, and are they doing a vacation film? And there again, going in completely blind, have not watched a trailer at all on this. So I'll let you know when we get back from the break.
Yeah. I mean, if I were to summarize my thoughts from the review, the first movie was a movie with potential that just for me never seemed to fulfill it.
Yeah.
Depending on how this goes, if it's got a little
meat behind it,
maybe a little more meat behind it, or maybe just some more jokes behind it, one or the other, because this kind of ain't this movie kind of tried to do both at the same time and just did neither one very well, in my opinion.
Agreed.
So I'm hoping that either they'll pick one, or maybe they'll give both a good oomph, and it will be a good movie all the way around, no matter how you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just hoping it's a like every time I go see a movie, I'm just wanting it to be a good movie.
Yeah, agreed. You want an enjoyable experience in the theater.
You don't want to feel like you just wasted an hour and a half, well, depending on the movie, 3 hours of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Not that this is a three-hour movie. I think this is just another hour and a half. But still, you want it to feel like you made a good investment.
Yes.
Now, granted, this is a good investment for us because this is content for the podcast.
And for you.
And for y'all. But I kind of want this to be good.
I kind of want it to be better than just good content waste. You know what I mean? I don't want it to be a waste, feel like a waste at all.
Right. Totally get
it. Is it so bad to want the movies, every movie I go see to be excellent? Mm. May not be nice, but may not be practical, but...
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah.
I would... There again, I'm not a person who wagers money at all, but...
It's been proven many times it's a good thing I'm not a betting man.
Exactly.
Because I've lost so many non-bets.
The track record of the first one, again, having no context of what the second one's about, having no seen the trailers, the hope and the prayer, it's a better film, because you see that a lot, like, some sequels are actually better than their predecessors. So I have a slight, I'm not wagering it's better.
But you're hoping.
I'm hoping it's better. It's better.
For everybody's sake, even if you like the first movie, I want it to be better than the first one.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just nature of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I guess that's all we really have on this part of it. So join us here in a couple minutes, and we will start talking about it once we get back from the theater.
Yep.
And we're back. That was a lot better than I was expecting it to be.
Completely. Wow.
Yeah. I'll just say this. If you watched the first Addams Family and you had similar thoughts to me and Jacob, you might like this one a little bit better.
Yeah, just
I don't know slightly. I don't know what happened in the year between when that movie came out and this one did.
Oh, 2 years, actually.
2 years. But good night. That was actually done very well.
Uh-huh.
For what it was.
Like, you had... similar to what the first one did, be like, you had quite a few plot threads that were completely dropped. You had and this one be like, every little thing they brought up, they brought back up at the end. And
yeah.
They solved it.
Shoot, even the stupid... Well, no, we won't get to that.
Yeah.
Don't want to spoil anything. But yeah, I guess when it comes right down to it, if you want to know if you need to go see this film, or if like I said, if you like the first one,
You'll definitely enjoy
this one. And if you kind of were a little iffy on the first one, you might enjoy this one better. This is they really stepped up their game on this.
Most definitely.
So yeah, are you ready to jump into the spoiler reaction on this?
Sure.
Okay. Ba da da dum. Da na na na. Da 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 dum. Da 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 dum. Da 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 dum.
The following is a spoiler-filled review. Be careful when you listen to The Addams Family 2.
Neat. Sweet. Petite. I'm sorry, I had too much fun making that in the first place.
Yes, you did, apparently.
I had to use it here, and it made sense.
Yes, it did.
So, good night. This movie was so much better than the other one. They pulled together every plot thread.
They did.
That they had from the very beginning. To the point where... See, I half expected them at the very beginning of this when she does that experiment on Uncle Fester at the science lab.
Yeah.
Or at the science fair. I thought, well, that's not going to come up again. And it just slowly builds throughout the whole thing.
It's impressed with that. Who we're referring to is Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday, sorry. And then the fact when they give Wallace Shawn the tip of somebody's finger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And the fact it comes back up at the end. It's like, you did not have to do that. I appreciate it.
Yes.
You literally were paying attention to most of the problems I think most people have with the first movie.
Yes.
For that's the thing. Both this one and the other and the first movie... They're kids' movies.
Yeah, first.
But I don't see that as an excuse to be mediocre. This is done like 10 times better than what that other one.
Even, writing and direction was just so incredibly well done.
Oh, yeah. Even though they did kind of have isn't Texas kind of a weird place?
Okay.
I have a defense for that, but continue.
Yeah, being native Texan, it was kind of like... Okay, you're playing way too much into the trope of the, you know, Texans are, howdy, y'all, let's do this and that.
Okay.
that was irritating.
But let me give my defense.
Of course.
Outside of the Ala Motel person, did any of the Texans really talk like that in the movie?
No, they didn't.
No, they talked like normal people.
Exactly. Thank you.
and it was the Adams who were playing it up.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Tourists always do.
Agreed.
Then I'll forgive the lady in the lady who owned the Alamo Hotel or whoever, whatever her role was, because she's obviously playing it up for the tourists.
Of course.
So it's like, you both, good night. There's subtlety in the performance.
Yes.
You look back at the first movie where there's no subtlety anywhere.
True.
And it's like, what happened here?
Yeah.
How did you go from being mediocre to good?
Exactly.
Filmmakers. And it makes me just sit here and wonder, how bad was the studio system over these people during the first movie?
Yeah,
because I suspect that's a lot of the problems with it. If you remember what I said on that review, it felt like there was more than one writer.
Oh, yeah.
Even though there wasn't. I think that's why. It's because there were forced changes thrown into that first movie that I feel like because of COVID.
Yeah.
Interfering with what the studio could do, they just got whatever movie that the people delivered to them and said, well, we hope this works. Mm-hmm. And it works because it's a good movie.
It worked. And it played into all the tropes. Obviously, it played into like the Texas trope. But, like, everywhere they went, they kind of played into the trope a little bit. They executed so well.
And I remember thinking, they go to Miami. And my first thought was, why go to Miami? Of all the places they talked about going to, yeah, like Salem, because of the witch trials. Uh-huh. That wasn't an Adams Family thing. Where was the second place they went to where they were telling the scary story? Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow.
Like Sleepy Hollow. The Alamo, I follow. Ooh. And they're going to Death Valley.
Yes.
It's like, you know what? All these characters, why go to Miami in the middle of that? And that's when it hit me. Miami is the tip of the Bermuda Triangle. Of course! They would go to the Bermuda Triangle, and that's the only spot where it intersects the continent.
Right.
And of course, that's where they pick up Cousin Snoop Dogg.
Cousin Snoop Dogg. That was so...
They picked up Cousin It.
Yeah, that's true. And oh my gosh, okay, so...
They used Cousin It better in this film than they did in the last
one. Oh, agreed. Completely. His entrance was amazing.
Yeah. To the point where it's like, oh, here he comes. Here's the guy we came here to pick up. And I'm thinking, okay, who's it going to be? And then the minute you see the cane, it's like, hello, Cousin It. You don't even have to tell me who this is.
No, it's not.
I know who it is.
And plus they're playing Snoop Dogg music. So it's just obviously...
If I knew Snoop Dogg music, I mean, the only song I know is Drop It Like It's Hot, or have you say it. There's a cool mashup with that and Kirby music I gotta show you later.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So you have the where Uncle Fester, like he's swimming around with the shark fin.
Yes.
And you get the classic Jaws theme.
Yes.
I was like, oh my gosh.
But did you catch what they didn't do? They didn't start off with the whole music cuts out. You had the boom.
No, they didn't.
Boom. They just went. Someone yells shark, and all of a sudden you can hear in the background, they're doing Jaws. They're doing Jaws. They're playing into the cliche, but they did it differently. I appreciate that.
Yes, absolutely.
Because you gave us the feel without actually ripping off Jaws in a way.
Like an homage to that amazing film.
Yeah, but you kind of have to do that now with a shark, especially in a comedy
type
of film. But the fact that they don't do the whole... It's like, thank you. Those notes, the slow version of that has been so overplayed.
Agreed. And then Cousin It's exit.
Yeah, because that's the thing, they're not actually playing the Jaws theme.
Yeah.
They just use the bass line, which you can't copyright.
That is true.
Anyway, sorry.
That is so true. And then you get Cousin It's exit, where it's his private jet coming in, and it sounds like Danger Zone,
but it's not Danger Zone. It's copyright free. But at the same time, it's like you just half expect here on the radio, we're just gonna buzz the tower.
Or, exactly.
Sorry, let me rephrase. We're gonna buzz the Grand Canyon.
That's what I kept thinking.
But now I have a small issue, but I can kind of throw cartoon logic in and let this go.
Yep.
I don't care how fancy your Learjet is. You can't take off and land in that short amount of space.
No, you can't.
But the thing that got the biggest laugh for me is in that scene when it's like, it's so peaceful and quiet. And then... And then they're blowing up the Grand Canyon. Because it wasn't so grand before. And as someone from Texas who does believe Paladura Canyon is the better looking canyon, I agree!
Oh my god. Sorry, gosh.
Texas nerd jumping out here. But anyway, and music nerd. I just kind of nerd. That's the thing. I nerd out with movies right after I see them, if you hadn't figured
just,
that out
just
yet.
Just a little bit.
If I slightly enjoy it. And that's the thing. This movie is just fun. It's agreed. A fun one. I like this for this. And I love how they hint at the very end, the fact that, you know that the guy is not Wednesday. Because the whole shtick of this is Wednesday doesn't believe she's actually in Adams.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, again.
But they play it better here.
It's a typical teenage trope. It's like,
oh, yeah. The babies got switched up at birth. And I'm still thinking, if she's not actually in Adams, and they're going to somebody who's going to be more Adamsy than her, going to be seeing.
Yeah.
And they get there, it's like, but they. I love how they don't really throw it at you. They just kind of like slowly hint, because you're sitting there and you meet the father, and his wife comes out, and automatically I'm going, is that an ostrich in makeup and a dress? But they don't really point it out. It's just more like a weird joke thing.
Yeah.
And it didn't occur to me about the fact, because it's in my mind, I still know Uncle Fester's turning into an octopus off screen.
Yeah.
But it doesn't occur to me that that's connected to what's coming.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so that's just a joke. It's like, oh, she's nobody. It's just, he probably did some experiment on her. But, they do still kind of love each other. Because then you show the girl.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be the one that Wednesday was switched with.
Yeah.
And she looks normal.
She looks like Pugsley.
She looks like Pugsley. A female version of Pugsley.
Yeah.
And you can kind of tell she's got some piggish tendencies, but... Mm-hmm. And then they do the whole thing where she's rolling around the mumps and says, okay, yeah, that's Pugsley's number one gal.
Yeah.
But wait, they're actually related by blood. Everything's like, well, I guess, I don't know, is incest Adamsy? I don't know. I don't know if they're that weird. But because you would never actually show that.
Right, obviously. So
it's just crazy. It's like, okay, I guess I can go. I can play along, see if this goes somewhere else. And then
obviously they wouldn't go there.
She starts turning into an actual pig. And I went, okay, yeah, I was right. She is still actually an Adams. Because the whole time I'm thinking, like, even if she's not genetically an Adams, this guy might be your father, but he sure ain't her daddy, to quote another movie.
Yes, that is true.
She's an Adams, even if not by blood, at least by raising, and that's usually stronger than actual blood, for crying out loud. But I'm not, anyway, the way it ends is like kaiju battle is like, it's so much between Octofester and Chimera Scientist, because I never caught the guy's name.
Oh, Chimera Strange.
Chimera Strange. I was sitting there, much like the first movie where they said, the town is assimilation, and I'm half expecting someone at some point to say, resistance is futile. I'm still sitting there watching this tonight, and they say, his name is, he's Dr. Strange.
Yes.
And it's like, I'm still expecting someone to say, who am I to judge?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's a fun movie. I've been geeking out. You talk for a minute.
Okay, so speaking of the kaiju battle, I'm seeing this and it's like, oh my gosh, where's Fester? And then he pops up, his tentacles go everywhere. It's like, oh my gosh, I look over and I'm like, I kept thinking, it's like, Drew is geeking out right now because you have this kaiju battle going on. And it's freaking amazing.
Yes, and they're very well-designed monsters.
Very well-designed monsters. You have this great, the idea is... The poster gives you the idea they're going on like a cruise or something like that.
I was expecting from the poster for this to be ripping off Hotel Transylvania 3.
Exactly.
That's not what this is. It's not. The Adams. This is like National Lampoon's Vacation, but with the Adams family.
Exactly. Like you had this.
Half surprised they didn't drag Pugsley down the road for 3 miles. Oof. Like they did the dog in Vacation. But
yeah,
anyway.
Okay.
As they left the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. Okay, I gotcha. So, like this, the story wise,
they didn't even do the Thelma and Louise joke of jumping the Grand Canyon.
No, they didn't.
Anyway,
they kind of blew it up.
At that point, you can't really jump over it.
That is true. It's smoldering rock. But either way, the idea has this, the idea of Gomez, his desire to have Wednesday like open up and talk to him about something, because she's very much this closed off person like she normally is. And the idea that all he wants to do is hug his daughter. Mm-hmm. And this, and I love, like, when that moment actually happened, I heard you talk about it. It's like, oh, that's so cool. And I was the same one.
Well, it was sitting there, and she says, Father, I have something for you. It's like, aw. That's sweet.
Yeah, agreed.
This will be the one time we ever see it.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just this idea of, like, it's a father desperately wanting to gain the attention, gain, like, the favor of his daughter. And this be like, am I really who I am? Be like, that whole debate and question of, I think even in the first one, Wednesday kind of questioned that in some ways. This idea of be like,
I'm not. The first movie, she's not wanting to be like the rest of her family.
Yeah, exactly.
She's wanting to spread her wings. Exactly. And this one, she's like, well, I don't feel like I'm part of the family.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm supposed to be out there. There. Yeah. And like, girl, you are out there. Just come back and stay with your family.
Just admit you are weird.
Save it for the third movie when you're going to be going off to college, I assume. And you'll meet a boyfriend to fall in love with, and Gomez will just get angry that someone's stealing his little ghoul.
Yeah.
And okay. Please let that be an Edward Cullen ripoff. Please. Because that would be funny.
That would be hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
And then she goes with Jacob.
Yes!
Or the Jacob equivalent, I should
yes,
say.
Yes, he turns into a werewolf or something like that. But
ironic, but he's not called Jacob. Because, of course, you can't really...
Yeah.
You name him Eddie. And he's kind of comes from a ghoulish family, really, too. Yeah. Like, the Munsters. But anyway... I don't know who owns the rights to the Munsters in terms of producing, but work together, people!
But either way...
Because that's how you do one of these Avengers-style crossovers.
Yeah.
Spaceship! Legacy!
But overall, amazing film. You have just amazing writing, amazing... Like everybody stepped it up. The idea that, like we were talking earlier, the fact that this was made during COVID. And so you have, like, more... artistic freedom. You have story-wise, like, all the story beats they bring up, it's all brought back and everything's mm-hmm. brought full circle. You have the music is like, okay,
there's a lot of jukebox musical.
Yeah,
to it,
there's a lot of jukebox, and obviously we would have the butler. What's his name?
Lurch.
Lurch. Yeah, Lurch would be like, you know, show these heathens what you can do with your cold, dead hands.
And like, he walks across
the piano.
I was afraid. I was petrified.
Okay.
I don't know the whole song.
No.
But now you're back from outer space. Da 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 ba da ba da 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 da. Look upon your face.
Oh my gosh.
That's saying it.
Yes. Oh, but. It was an amazing film. It was so much fun. It was superior to the first. Mm-hmm. I'll bring up one point Celeste did in her dislikes for the Addams Family review, that the idea that Gomez and Morticia really didn't like have that, oh my gosh, we're both madly in love with each other.
They didn't have that in the first one, but they've got it better here.
Yeah, it's far more pronounced.
We only get the French joke once, admittedly, yes. But... you really do feel like they are a couple, not just two people happening to live in the same house.
Yeah, exactly.
And part of that is because they at least are playing more off the family dynamic in the than they did in the first one.
Agreed.
I will say there is one thing I wish they had done a little bit better in this one compared to the fact that it is a sequel.
Yes.
There is little to no connection between this movie and the previous one.
Agreed.
Now, on one hand, I think we're in some ways happy of that.
Yeah, agreed.
I'm not asking for much. I'm just saying, have Parker be at the science fair at the beginning. Maybe show Morgo, is that her name? Have her be walking around. At least talk about Margo and Fester's romance.
Yeah, what happened to that?
She obviously didn't run away immediately, but maybe that's why Parker's not there. But still, there should be... They didn't even use any of the same models. Now, part of that's because you can tell they did a big upgrade to the art.
They did to
all of the models, and agreed. They just didn't redo any of the other ones. But they don't even do a drive-through assimilation before they leave.
Yeah, agreed.
Which should still be down there at the bottom of that mountain.
Yeah.
The only connection they do is when at the very end, when Lurch and the other big body guy.
The other is that insane
they,
asylum.
That they said, yeah, they were in the same insane asylum before Lurch was picked up by Gomez and Morticia. That's the only connection we have to the first
movie. Yeah, that's the only one.
And the problem I have with that is that makes it almost a reboot, not a sequel.
Yeah, agreed.
That's my biggest issue. I understand we didn't like the first one.
Yeah.
But the thing is, just because you have a bad movie, if it's in a franchise, you can't turn away from it. You have to include it.
Yeah.
Even though it's gonna make people think, oh, but you still have to at least say, if this was the continuity before, we got to continue it. I'm not asking for a lot. Like I said, just have people from the first movie be at the science fair. That would be the perfect way to do it without changing any of the story.
Yeah.
Of course, I still like the idea that Strange was actually Parker's dad.
Yeah, that makes
sense. I like this fan theory. It's not how it went, a good theory. Anyway.
Yeah, anyways. The, great movie. Would I recommend it? Yes. Highly recommend it. It's such a good movie. Like, even the fact to be like, you really don't even really have to watch the first one. Because, I'd be like, but like,
you really don't.
You really don't. You can
jump right into this one without seeing the first one.
Yeah, because it...
In some ways, I think that might be better for you. But, that's just me.
Yeah. There again, be like, if you have not watched The Addams Family 2019, go watch it. Go watch it. Have your own opinion about the film. And then go watch the second one.
Yeah.
Don't be swayed by what we say about the first one. That's just our opinion. But...
We have to be critical of the movies we're reviewing because that's what we are, is we are technically critics.
Exactly.
But and we did have issues with the first one, but the second one is a lot better. You should go watch, no matter what we say about a movie, you should go watch it for yourself and form your own opinion. I have always been a believer in that.
Exactly.
So, yeah. We got anything else before we jump out of here?
No. Go watch the film and like and subscribe.
Yeah. And we'll in the meantime... This has been Drew.
This is Jacob.
And we'll catch you in the next frame.
Come, Jacob. We must prepare for next week.
Prepare for what, Drew?
Same thing we do every week, Jacob. Record a podcast!
Oh, boy!
So where can they find you, Jacob?
You can find me on Facebook at Jacob B. Heron. Also on Facebook at Jacob's Daily Art Corner, where I try to draw each and every day. I don't get to it as often as I like, but join me there. Also, you can find me on Instagram at Jacob B. Heron. On Twitter... at Jacob Heron and Letterboxd at Jacob Heron. So where can they find you, Drew?
You can also follow me on Letterboxd at GGeorge759, Facebook as Drew Dodgen, my Facebook page where you can see pictures I've taken at Drew's Photo Bin. You can also follow me on Twitter at GGeorge759.
You can email us at thecellcastpodcast@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Twitter at cast_cell.
You can follow us on Twitch at twitch.tv/thecellcastgaming.
You can also follow us on YouTube at Cellcast.
Listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts,
Google Play Podcasts,
Stitcher,
Spotify,
and your favorite podcast directory.
You can also listen to us on the Movie of the Week podcast with Jim Heron, where we talk about live action movies. And remember, Cell is a single L.